holiday. Do, 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 do. Celebrate. Do, 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 do. Holiday deals.
Holiday deals.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up, everyone?
Hey, everybody.
This is Mike.
And Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Married and in business, and today we still are. So hopefully you guys are too.
Both of those things.
Yeah, married and in business. So business is going great, actually. So we're pretty excited.
Yep.
This will be coming out tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And we're kind of one step behind because we threw in a bonus episode and that was supposed to be for Friday. So we want to make it up and do two episodes or three episodes this week to say we're sorry.
Don't get used to it, though.
We're sorry. We're sorry. Yeah, I mean, in theory, we're supposed to be working on our course and launching that, and we're supposed to be working on what Talia's Bomb Mom podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always working on some type of internet marketing something
mm-hmm.
To get better at that. And basically, all we're doing is eBay and Amazon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazon private labeling, Amazon reselling, eBay reselling.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah. It sucks, but it's great. It's better than working a job, I guess, depending on who your boss is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When I worked for you, though, it sucked.
Oh, stop.
When you kept putting that, I'm the president. I'm the president.
I'm still the president.
Yeah. Whatever. Michelle Obama.
Oh, whatever. All right.
Is there anything we need to tell you? I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, I think we've given a lot of updates in the last, last episode. You'll have another update on Friday. So I think we're good to go.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody's having really good Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Small Business Saturday. Hope you didn't gain 25 pounds like I did. Hope you don't have 14 pounds of stuffing in an entire turkey still to eat because the 24 people that came to our house didn't eat it. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad. But hey, you know what? Me and Ty are going to go on vacation in 3 weeks. So at least we'll be happy.
Yeah.
Your life still might be bad, though.
Oh, stop it.
But nothing will change. Like, we'll be on vacation. We'll be working. We'll find a way to write off the vacation like we always do because we always do business.
Always. Always thinking about business.
Always doing business.
Me more than Mike. I always want to shop. And Mike's like, let's just stop. No shopping.
Yeah.
I'm like, but look at that deal.
Yeah, she's always doing that. Yeah, whatever. It's cool. It's making money, and that's the way it goes. But I think between the 15th and 22nd, we really need to take a little bit of time.
We do.
And what's taking off time? We're going to go to SeaWorld and Busch Gardens,
Busch
Gardens, Tampa. We'll be swimming. Whether it's 12 degrees in Florida or, 80, we're going to be in the pool. You won't be because you're whack.
Whatever.
And you can't swim.
I can too.
Yeah, you can. You can swim in 4 feet water. So that's good.
All right, guys, let's move on before this gets
ugly. Do a little house cleaning. Let's go ahead and launch the episode.
Yep, send us an email, info@themibpodcast.com. We'd love to hear how your business is going and if these tips and tricks are helpful. So hit us up, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's get started.
I made a video on this subject today on our Facebook page. So I made it. What the heck is it? I did a little training on how to find things on eBay and Amazon and how to find really good deals for the holiday season. So this episode's titled
Married and Holiday Deals,
which is episode
64.
And yeah, this is going to be a majority about finding good deals.
Yeah.
Right? Save you some money over the holidays. Don't pay the least amount of money for the products you want. Period. Case closed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're going to show you a couple tricks that we've learned by being sellers, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing, why don't you talk about, Talia, how this works for like resellers, like me and you?
Yeah. So one thing that we always try to keep in mind, Mike and I do sell a lot of new items. And that does help keep your returns lower. You don't have to really, especially on Amazon, you always have to put a description on eBay, but for Amazon, you don't really have to put a description. Well, you can't put a description when you're putting in your items for a new item. So it's less work as well. But if you sell a used item, you're providing a service for those people who maybe can't afford to pay $150 for the newest whatever, but they can pay $40 for the newest whatever that is, you know, not in packaging, but still works and is in great condition. So, you know, don't be afraid to list used items on Amazon. Now, you can also list them on eBay. That gives you the option. Actually, you have the option on Amazon as well, but not as many people use the option. You have the option of listing pictures that show exactly what people are getting. So there's absolutely no question about what the item is, what the condition is, you know, if it's working or not. You can show it lit up, if it lights up. And so that really helps with keeping your returns down because people see exactly what they're getting. Now, again, on Amazon, you can list pictures for things that are used, and not a lot of people do that, but I think it is very helpful if you're able to do it because again, it shows the person exactly what they're getting. And the other thing is you need to be very specific with your descriptions. Now, descriptions are really important because if by chance you send something in very good condition, you don't put any notes and you just send it in, right? The person gets it. They say, well, there's a big old scratch on the left side and they didn't tell me that. Now you're in trouble with Amazon for sending something without making the buyer aware of what the condition of the item is. So if you always have the option of condition notes for anything that's not new. So you always want to make sure that you're providing the correct detailed information. As much information as they will allow you to put, I would put it, because that just gives you a safety zone where when it comes to Amazon or eBay. They can look at your profile, they can look at your listing and say, no, they told you that it had a big scratch on the left side of it. So it's not their fault. So then it's now the buyer's fault. So just are the buyer's responsibility to make sure that they are reading the things they're supposed to read. So just make sure that your descriptions are clear and understandable. But don't be afraid to sell used. Mike and I have sold plenty of used items on eBay and Amazon, and we've made money. So the only danger I see is that people don't read. Yeah. You know, some people just don't read descriptions. They just assume. Sometimes they assume it's new. Sometimes they read, you know, very good condition, and they don't read, you know, what you write. So I like to put, please read description in the front of my listings, because that will, you know, another notice for them, hey, you need to read this before you purchase.
Yeah, and those are all great points. And the reason for all this is, like I said, the episode's all going to be about finding holiday deals, how to find the best deals to make your dollar stretch the farthest. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of people think that these items that their kids want, and if you have a limited budget, and we know how that goes. Mm-hmm. We have literally had more budget than we know what to do with, and then we regretted spending too much because it was all a waste of money.
Yeah.
And kids don't appreciate it. It's just a waste of money. They don't even open the toys. That's kind of happened to us last year. And now we're like, okay, we're just going to buy like two or three real cool things, and we're going to go on vacation. That's going to be our new Christmas tradition.
Yeah, but we've also seen the other side of that.
Yeah, we've all seen, where, okay, and my kid had, you know, I think Bella was probably two. And I remember never feeling so bad in my life than watching her open her gifts. And she was opening, like, she had like 30 gifts. They're all, like 20 of them were VHS tapes from Goodwill of different Disney movies.
Yeah.
And she didn't know any better. She was two. But I remember sitting there like basically in tears, just feeling so pathetic that we couldn't afford to get her anything good. And truthfully, like I said, it didn't matter. She was 2 years old. She's not going to remember it. I don't even think we got anything for the baby, really, for the last 2 years for Christmas, because she don't understand. Now she's two, and yeah, we won't screw over too bad this year. But that being said, you know, I understand where it comes from, where you cannot afford the things that you want to buy for your kids for Christmas, especially if you don't have a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
But there are several ways out there to find products that are used, mm-hmm. that are very expensive, but you can, like, right now, to give you an example, like one of the games that we have for sale is Mall Madness, which is a vintage, I call it, vintage is air quotes, like 90s game where they go around the mall and they can use their credit card, swipe, blah, blah, blah. To buy one of those in new condition, especially for the 90s, you're talking several hundred dollars, $200, $300, whatever. To buy one used condition, like $35.
Yeah.
So you're talking something that, okay, yeah, it's used. Somebody could put their boogers on it. Well, I don't think so, right? Really, yeah. That whatever. But if that's something that they really want, they can get it for a fraction of the actual new price. So one thing, if you want something that's very gently, or more or less not used at all, you buy which on Amazon, which is called like new.
Yep.
Right? And how do you do that? You can either just go look for any item that you're thinking, click on the sellers, find a like new, find it in condition notes as like new. They all say new with a dash and whatever it is. It'll be like new, and it'll actually have a description, because new items don't put descriptions because they're new.
Mm-hmm.
Like new will say something like original packaging, packaging is damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very good even could be major package damage, but unused item still.
Yeah.
So you could really look at those two and say, wow, it's $100, but the packaging's messed up, so I can get it for $60.
Yeah.
Or it's $50, I can get it for $40 or $30 because of this. A lot of the examples I went on through Amazon earlier, on the training I did, you could literally see the item and see that you could save, you know, $5 here or there. But if you're buying 20 gifts, you know, $5 a piece, you're at least going to save $100 for no reason whatsoever besides buying it with a little bit of packaging ripped or missing or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, how long does packaging last on a new item on Christmas Day anyway?
Exactly. Think about if your kid is actually going to care that the package is already halfway ripped open for them. Probably not. They're probably going to be pretty excited. They have less work to do to get to that toy.
Yeah. And one of the examples I did was these different three-wheelers. Not only was it already a killer deal for a Harley Davidson three-wheeler. Mm. It was like $35. I think that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I can't ship that item ever, me or Talia, in a package for less than like $20. But Amazon can sell it for $35.99 brand new. Now, if you want to buy it with the packaging, like a dent in the packaging, we're talking like $26. Save like $7-$8, whatever it was. I don't remember. But that's a good deal. That's a great deal anyway. And it's a great deal because you're getting it with packaging problems, right? Yeah. So the product's still there. It's still brand new. You don't even got to worry about anybody played with it already. You're going to get a killer deal. And the way I showed you guys how to do it on the video is going to Amazon Warehouse Deals. Literally go on Amazon.com and type in Amazon Warehouse Deals in the search bar, and then everything comes up. You just pick a category of what you want to look for, or you search again in that new browser. And all this stuff is people like me and Talia will send a brand new product to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to open it, and oh crap, I accidentally nicked the box with my box cutter. How many times do we see that?
Ugh,
all the time,
so
right?
Many times.
Now, they reimburse me and Talia for the fact that they screwed up our product, and then they take it and they put it right back into Amazon Warehouse Deals and sell it.
Yep.
What a freaking great idea. They're like, they don't lose money.
Yeah.
Because they only pay us, like, they take away the fact that it was, you know, their cost of fees and this and that and the average cost of selling goods or whatever, and they give us whatever's left.
Yeah.
Which usually is, you know, still a good deal. But for them, they can take it and resell it. They actually make money.
Yep. They make money on the product that we would have made more money on.
Yeah. And of course, they're shipping for $0, whatever. They take over the world right now. But yeah, that's how you do it, right? Take it a little step farther. Instead of doing that, you go in there and say, okay, I can buy this whatever item I wanted on Amazon for this price. Copy the title, paste it in the eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Go on eBay, and now you're seeing, oh, you can buy this on eBay for $79.99. There's a little, I call it the magic button, where it says accepts offers right underneath the search bar, which, same thing, go to the video, you can see visually what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You click on accepts offers, meaning a person like me, all my stuff I saw on eBay has, I can give me your best offer, mm-hmm. right? Because the whole point is I want to move stuff all the time. Everything that I buy has massive margins to it, because I don't buy things to double on for eBay. I buy things to quadruple or more, right? So I'm okay with, you know, spending $5 only selling something to make $10, because I'm happy to double my money. And if you're willing to do that and buy it right now this second, I'll probably do it.
Yeah.
So if the guy's asking $80 on Amazon, you see it for $70 on eBay, or $80, well, just say $80, same price. You can now go on eBay and say, hey, I can buy this on 80, make him feel good too. Just say, I can buy this on Amazon for 80, but I'd rather support a small business like you, but can you do 70? Cause whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty good chance they'll say yes. You know, I just saved you $10 right there. It's not like going to change your world, but $10 is $10.
Yeah, wouldn't right? walk past it on the street.
And the whole point is, like I said, if you're buying these gifts for a whole bunch of different people, that's the whole point of Black Friday, isn't it? Because yeah. everybody wants these killer deals because that's where they can make their dollar stretch the farthest. And it's all hocus pocus, but that's how it is. So you go on Amazon, figure out if you can get it on there, then shop on eBay. eBay's usually the more vintage, the more used items, collectible, whatever. You can find a lot of that on there, but you can find a lot of new stuff as well. But my whole point is, if you're trying to buy a, you know, Teddy Ruxpin or whatever for this much money and on Amazon, but he's used for one third of the cost on eBay, maybe your kid probably don't care that it's used, right?
And the real benefit for purchasing on eBay for the customer is that you don't get bad reviews for not like for being a bad buyer. But you also, you know, if you have a problem, you can return the item. You might have to pay return shipping, but it's pretty simple. The same thing with Amazon. You can easily return the item, get a refund, whatever, find a different one. But a point that Mike made as a seller on eBay is that you want to move items quickly. So if you're selling on eBay and you haven't yet used the option to accept offers, I would reconsider that, because that could be a really great way for you to move products even quicker than you are currently.
Yeah. And the whole point is for eBay, like you just want to get, the whole point is just trying to find the best deal you can. And Amazon, the prices do fluctuate massively for good and bad. We've been on both sides of that coin. Mm-hmm. We're on a coin right now for the bad side and good side. And, you know, you just want to get the fair retail price, right? Mm-hmm. So go on eBay or whatever and look for it there too, right? Me, as a seller, I sell wherever anybody wants to buy it, I'll ship there. I don't give a crap. Like, well, it doesn't even matter because I use eBay's international shipping thing, sellers, whatever it's called. So I more or less, they tell me to ship it to here in someplace in Kentucky or whatever else, and then they ship it to Europe or Australia or whatever heck they want to. Mm. And the buyer pays the extra shipping. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But the whole point is, that's more of a selling thing, but get back to the whole buying thing. This is the best way to make save money during the holidays. Literally go on Amazon, type what you're looking for, and try to find it used.
Yeah.
Right? Or try to find it in like new condition, meaning somebody dropped it on the ground and got a little scuff mark on the side. And it's still in the packaging. It's still unused.
Yeah.
Right. Beats by Dre headphones. Great way to do that for those. Right. Or AirPods or all these very expensive things. If literally the packaging is unsealed all of a sudden because the piece of tape falls off.
Yeah.
Now it's all of a sudden like new and you're getting a killer deal on it. Yep. A discount for like nothing. You don't get that discount inside of the store, right?
No, they don't care.
They don't care. Yeah.
They don't care the boxes in it. Another great way to save money, and you know, as sellers, I'm not too excited about it, but it's called add-on items.
Oh gosh.
So add-on items are really great for buyers. You know, they let you get an item that generally would cost you, say, this item might be $17.99 regular price. And somehow, we don't know if it's a request by a seller or if Amazon just decides maybe they have too much stock and they're trying to get rid of it.
I wish we knew.
Yeah, we don't really know. we'll let you know when we figure it out. But they will drop something down to $5.88.
Oh, gosh.
And now they're trying to get rid of all of their stock as quick as possible. And they've now made it an add-on item. And what that means is when you purchase something else.
I think it's like, I know at one point it's $35. I think it might be $25 now. It really never matters because we never buy that little that
yeah.
matters.
It's either $25 or $35. But either way, when you purchase that amount, whatever the amount is, you now have access to all of these great add-on items. So you get them all at a discounted price, which is phenomenal for you, the buyer.
Yeah.
Now, if you
the whole point is they're already paying shipping, they just throw something else in there. Yep, it doesn't matter.
They just throw it in.
Usually it's very small, light, doesn't cost anything to ship anyway.
Right. However, if you're a seller on a listing that used to be regular and now is an add-on item,
game's over.
You're kind of stuck. You can either return your stuff to yourself, return it to the store, or you can just wait a very long, slow death.
I know. It's until really that bad.
Yeah.
Eventually, stuff goes back to being regular items, and I don't know. I really have no clue what they do to make it an add-on item.
Yeah.
I think they probably have an excess inventory. They know that this is a high selling item and people will spend more just to get this item because $5.99, usually it's like $11.99. It's a good deal. I don't know. But yeah, Tayo is definitely right. Add-on items are great, especially if you look for the ones that you need. Go to grocery, stuff around the house.
Yeah.
It's never good to spend money that you don't need to spend in the first place, right?
Right.
But when you're, I have to buy these gifts anyway for Christmas. Oh, hey, look, I can buy laundry detergent. It's only $3 as an add-on item. And I'm already spending $25 or $35, whatever it was, on gifts. That will work.
Yep.
And I'm going to save a ton of money. I'll buy 16 of them. Which a lot of people do, right?
Yep.
And some people buy the stuff then just to resell it on eBay, which is kind of a cool thing too. I mean, yep. And that's another thing. People will literally offer me all the time. I get stupid offers on eBay for like, oh, I asked $30 for something. They'll offer me 12. And what are they doing? They're making that same offer to everybody for that item for $12. Because they know they can sell for 30.
They're hoping
you slip up and say, I want to get rid of it. So here you go.
Yep.
And I bet you they get lucky. And it's probably not probably great odds, but if they're offering half of what the other person's asking, they're probably getting, I don't know, 10% of people say yes. Because they've had it forever and their listing sucks. They spelt the name wrong and it's never getting seen.
Yep.
Whatever. And they're just happy to get rid of the item. Right?
Yeah.
So that happens all the time. Keep that in mind. But same thing, guys, I mean, we've been there. We know exactly. We're not rich or anything at the moment either. But we know how it feels to not be able to buy good Christmas gifts for the kids.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the only people really care about buying gifts for. Me and Talia, our company is Gift Enough. But, you know, that's the whole thing, right? We want you guys to be able to get these good gifts for your kids. And as sellers, people really – well, thank you. Like I said, I got a message the other day from eBay with a person literally saying, thank you so much for my Holly Hobby doll that I sold her. And I got it at a thrift store for $2, sold it for $18.99. And she sent me a picture of her holding the doll saying, thank you so much. Just brings me back to my childhood. It was like a 1974 Holly Hobby doll. Mm-hmm. And she had a emotional connection with it. And she was so happy to get that item from me. And that's what we do as sellers. We are the ones that connect the dots of what they want and, you know, how to get it. And selling used items at good prices, that is a good thing. And I made money off that. I made like $15 or $13 profit, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that I could have easily left there at the thrift store as well because I had no clue what it was.
And she might have never found another one.
No, she might not have. So a lot of things have been selling recently. A lot of things are vintage. And you can't find them anywhere. And a lot of times they weren't even selling on Amazon or eBay. So I had nothing to refer to if it would sell or not. Mm-hmm. But I got it because it was neat and hard to find. And then whatever, I went and listed it and made someone very happy because of that. So as a seller yourself, you are making dreams happen. Aww, don't even know it, right?
Don't even know it. All right, guys. Well, I think that's all. Do you have anything else then?
Oh, well, we're supposed to celebrate, remember? We forgot all about that. Come on, girl. Where are the lungs at?
I don't remember.
Holiday.
Celebrate. Holiday deals.
Wow.
Wasn't that great singing?
It's going to be the best ever. Our intro, right? People will be so excited to listen to this episode because of that song just did. But hey guys, we hope you this helps. I know it was a lot of rambling. It's hard to follow. That's why we made the video. Go check our Facebook page out, which is
Facebook at the MIBpodcast.com.
Oh no, it's Facebook.com/
Oh gosh, I'm just messing up all the time. Facebook.com/MIBpodcast.
Next week it's gonna be not married and in business. Stop messing up, woman.
All right. Sorry, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode anyways.
Yeah, but go check out that video. It's going to give you a visual showing you everything we talked about today. And I'm telling you, it's going to click. It's going to spark that you can actually do this all the time for a lot of your buying. And it's a lot easier than couponing. It's a lot easier than going around and making deals with people out on the streets and alleyways and getting mugged.
Oh gosh. Hope you're not doing that.
Yeah, I remember Turbo Man. Got the Chinese version of it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't
be Arnold. Do what we do. So. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys something out of it. Hope you guys think we'll save a ton for this holiday season. And if you're done during this holiday season, I salute you. You're making dreams happen. Appreciate you guys.
Have a good night.